Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Roastcast. It's been a long time, but we're back.
Long break.
To our knowledge, this show remains the number one Bachelorette recap podcast hosted by a male and a racial best friend duo. I haven't checked on that recently. I hope it's still true. If it's not, if you know for a fact that it's not, let us know and we'll adjust. We'll take half the merch off our shelves and we'll just have to start from scratch with a new slogan.
We'll do a new tagline.
We'll do it.
It's no big deal.
Class is in session, AB, because she's a teacher.
Yes, it is.
It's game time.
Listen, I'm calling all, I was going to say this later, but all the contestants are her class the rest of this season. I'll be calling
whenever
I'm addressing the
class.
Know, the guys, I'm going to be saying the class going forward. I've made that decision halfway through this episode.
This show is kind of like Pimp My Ride in that they take one or two elements of your life or personality and then they drill it into the ground until there's nothing left.
Oh, you like fish? Here's a fish car.
Exactly.
Where the entire outside is a fish tank.
No, I mean, I just had a couple fish.
I just
it wasn't like
fish
the
when
focal
I was growing
point
up
of my life. So, but at least these are two. There's a lot of meat on the teacher and basketball bone, which gives me hope for fun activities.
I like those bones.
Yeah, there's going to be good dates coming from those. Yeah. So yep. I like that. I'm also very excited to see. One of the things I think about when I watch a show is I go, I wonder if that guy's any good at basketball. Well, we're going to find out. You know there's a basketball date.
I can confidently say this cast.
This is the best basketball playing cast.
Hoop. If you put a five out there with this cast, it would throttle any other cast in the history of this show, including Rachel's.
Oh, no question. No question.
And Rachel had some hoopers on there.
Rachel had DeMario. And all right, we're so far off track. If you're a new listener, welcome. This isn't typically how it starts. Anything else you want to say before we dig into it, AB?
No.
All right. I already used my classes in session bit.
Class.
We open with footage of her showing her fifth graders how to divide fractions and stuff. Quickly falls off the rails when these kids start digging into her personal life, asking about how many boyfriends she's about to have.
You think this is a real class of hers, or are these all plants?
Some of them are suspiciously good actors.
I don't know.
No, it's real, AB.
I don't know.
It seemed real.
Okay.
They don't. I will say this group doesn't know anything about the show. One of them was like, well, I don't know, probably 8 boyfriends, probably 15. It's like, get serious, Sally. We're talking about 30.
30, 35.
More Michelle background. Grew up in Minnesota. Had an idyllic childhood with loving parents who didn't miss one sports activity.
That's tough.
Not one.
Not one time. Listen,
parent
when people
one
say that, I've heard people on. Say that. It's just not true. Just no way. It's just not possible. Ever?
It's tough to believe. But I'll take it for well.
I don't buy it.
It seems like
it.
A lot. It seems like...
I don't buy it.
Michelle, super passionate about basketball. Didn't date until her senior year. It's implied that dating has been difficult for her because her parents are so great. That was kind of a loose connection. I don't even know if I took the proper meaning from that. I think her parents are really cute. They both seem delightful.
Yeah.
Which bums me out.
Why?
Well, you know me. I like a hard ass at hometowns. I like one parent to not be on board.
This dad, is not a hard ass. He's a softie. There's gonna be no issues.
He almost cried like three times. I mean, these parents are too nice.
I almost cried when Michelle's mom was talking about Michelle's dad and how much she loves him and how great of a guy he was and how she hopes that she can find someone like him. I almost cried right there. I got emotional. Scene. These two love each other.
I would like to know these people in real life.
I would too.
I would prefer my bachelor parents to be hard
someone
asses.
You don't want to be. Yeah.
Yeah. I want
this guy. What's her dad's name?
I didn't write it down.
I don't even know if they told us. But that guy puts it down on the grill. I would love to go to a grill out at their house and hang out with those two and Michelle.
Michelle arrives at Indian Wells.
Shows up in the whip. This is just nothing. No. All right. No. Nothing funny here. She shows up in the whip, walks out, struts up to her room, doesn't even have
pretends
to check
like
in.
Pretends like that's the most impressive room she's ever seen, which it wasn't. That's not a bachelor lead-worthy room.
I personally wasn't that impressed with the room and the accommodations they showed there. No big deal with the room. Where are we at?
Indian Wells.
Are they not saying it?
No, they said
I don't,
it.
Did they? Okay, I must have missed it. I would have thought...
I think it's near Palm Springs.
I would have thought they would have said that often, and I must have missed the one time they said it.
One comment about these scenes is they were kind of endearing to me because it came off like Michelle thought some of the lines she had to say were stupid, and I like that. She was like, bring on the man. Like, this is kind of ridiculous, right?
School's out for the summer, she said.
She kept doing like, all right, here we go. It's the pregame warm-up. And I'm like, she doesn't buy into this fully, which I appreciate. Guy backgrounds. Chris, 28, from New Orleans, lives in Los Angeles. Southern gentleman.
Hooper. He's a point guard.
Oh, that's right. He was
both love sports.
I didn't see any proof of that.
He hoops.
Goofy guy. He'll put floaties on. Just a goofball. He'll do anything for him.
Go out in the ocean with classic some floaties goof. On. That's funny. He's an adult clown. With floaties on. That's funny.
Him and Michelle, both family oriented. Rare.
It's interesting.
Interesting fact. I would love somebody to come on and be like, not a huge family guy.
No, I mean, I have a great family, but I just really don't like them.
Yeah, it's a me problem. I don't get along with them.
I don't like them.
Not that important to me. Take it or leave it. Family stuff. Chris loves that Michelle is authentic and wears her heart on her shoulder, which is a new one. That's
I'm
not
interested
a phrase.
In Chris.
For the record, that's not a phrase, wearing your heart on your shoulder.
I noticed that.
Josie, 28, real estate developer, born and raised in Minneapolis.
Hooper.
Renovates homes. He drilled a LeBron. And now
NBA
this is
range.
Footage.
NBA range.
NBA range. LeBron
splash.
Turnaround 3
turnaround.
For the fellas.
Turnaround. Graduated the same year as her. We'll get to more later on this, but it seems
okay, but
like,
did you know then? You were like, okay, you're both from the same like mid-sized city. You both play basketball. If you play basketball, you are aware of the other basketball players who signed
the
to play
D1
Division
players.
One.
Yeah,
exactly.
The D1
you're
players.
Aware of each other. I have a feeling. I don't know where he played,
absolutely.
But I'm sure he was aware of her.
Yeah. Agreed.
Clayton, 28. Columbia, Missouri.
Barrel-chested. Hoss.
Well, it's the big show.
It's funny that you said that because I wrote right here, this guy looks like he can fucking body slam Andre the Giant at WrestleMania. This
six,
is
five,
one of the biggest guys I've ever seen. He's a monster.
True corn-fed hoss.
He should be in the WWE.
Country
that's,
Gronk
he's in the
is
wrong
what I put here. Played in Missouri.
This man is a monster.
Corn-fed.
Intimidating.
But yeah, but a sweetheart. I don't know. He I couldn't get over how big he was. He's a massive man.
I can't. Anytime he was on the screen, I couldn't get over it.
His mom is a teacher, so he likes that Michelle is a teacher. Mm-hmm. If your mom was a teacher, you got the fast track into the cast.
Not a hooper. I'll be commenting on if they're hoopers or not hoopers. This guy's not a hooper.
Is that? Did you see the preview, and that's how you glean that information?
No, nobody that size is a hooper.
No, sometimes
this guy's bigger than Zion.
All right, I don't know. Actually, I don't know, dude. Paul White was a hooper. Big Show himself, and so was The Undertaker. Size like that doesn't grow on trees.
That's true. That's true. I think not that beefy up top. You can't, except for Big Show.
Big Show.
Which I don't have proof that he's actually a hooper, but Undertaker, I am.
All right, we're off track. Brandon J., traveling nurse recruiter from Portland, Oregon, 26. He's a fun guy. Lists off various sports that he plays. Ready Hooper. To start a family. Wears a black turtleneck. I forgot really to write hard, a joke about that.
Really hard to keep this guy in front of you if you're a defender. He would blow right by me. He's quick.
Well, that's not saying much. Growing up, he had to raise his brother because his parents were always working. I've found that. I hope they're not watching. I hope that's not a sore spot for the family to be like...
Or maybe he was just lying. They're watching with him and like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Nate, 27, from Winnipeg, living in Austin, Texas.
Cool earrings.
Well, they're bold.
They're bold. Those are cool.
Those catch your eye from across the room.
Yes.
He hopes Michelle likes road trips because there's nothing better than a road trip. Fact check, true.
Yeah, that's a fact. There's nothing better.
I think he gets to bring his dog. The only guy who gets to bring his dog. He drove his dog all the way there.
Going on there. This guy seemed like a great guy, but my main question is, can you hoop? That's my question for all these guys. Can you hoop? If you can't hoop,
Maybe he's out.
Me and Michelle are probably out.
I was going to say, can you imagine Michelle being like, let's say one of these guys can't dribble three times in a row. I don't think she's going to marry him.
No. If you can't do if you can't dribble with both hands, two balls, do the two ball trick.
We'll
I know he did.
If
you can't do what that guy did, you're in trouble this season.
One last thing about Nate. His mom's a teacher.
Yep.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Chris G. from Halifax, Nova Scotia, 28. Speaker for a nonprofit. Seemed to me like he was doing a voice. I don't know how else to say that. Maybe it's an unfair criticism, but he was talking. I was like, just do your... He started talking. I'm like, no, do your regular voice.
You can tell when someone's using a voice.
Just talk to me,
a speaker
Chris G.
voice.
This was the first guy where Tayshia and Caitlin show up to his room to rummage through his personal belongings with no warning.
I liked what they're doing. I'm not having this.
I'm not allowing this.
No, absolutely not.
I might have it might smell in there. I might have my retainer just
I'm
loose.
I'm cracking
on
the door.
Thing.
I'm not even letting them in.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, you got the lock on it still? Who's there? Yeah. You two?
Oh, you two? What do you
no,
guys need?
The host of the show? Yeah. No, I'm good. This is fine.
I'll talk to you guys later. Nobody's coming into this room.
I don't need Caitlin and Tayshia seeing which pairs of my underwear have loose waistbands. You don't need to see that. That's not your business.
No. No. Hotel rooms are not for other people's eyes unless you're invited in. Period. No. I'm sorry. You're not coming in.
No.
Here's the other thing, Rim. They were putting their finger on the hole so you can't see out.
Which should be illegal,
by the way. I'm saying, okay, I'm not opening. Take your hand out. Who is it? I'm not opening. I'm not opening if you're covering the fucking hole. No way. No chance.
The only other people who do that is
crazy?
The police.
Are you crazy? I'm not opening.
They do the same thing to some guy named Spencer who likes inspiring the youth and apparently has a complicated skincare regimen.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, 30, environmental consultant, goes to work with his lunch pail.
Lunch pail guy.
Digs shit. He seemed too put together to be a true lunch pail guy. His hair was too nice to be a true lunch pail guy.
I didn't buy it.
You didn't buy the digging, the whatever he was digging out of there in the dirt?
I don't think he's often on a tractor riding around topless. That's what I'll say.
Tractor guys keep their shirts on because they fear that they respect the sun. Yes. And Ryan doesn't appear to respect the sun.
Agreed.
This could all be wrong. He could be out there.
Absolutely.
The 60 hours
a day.
I don't know. I'm just giving
you my opinion on what I thought.
Tayshia and Caitlin show up, kick him out to inspect.
Ryan's like, what do I care? They're not going to find anything. Don't you remember that binder you made?
I felt like this was a pretty obvious setup, AB. The only reason they went into the other guys' rooms was to make it seem like they just happened upon these notebooks. Based on his reaction later, I bet he told producers about these notebooks proudly, like, dude, I'm prepared, guys. I got all this shit. I'm ready to go. Got all these notebooks. You want to see my notebooks? Like, oh, very good, Ryan.
I think you're probably right here.
What'd you make of them finding his Bachelorette franchise playbook?
Bachelorette spelled wrong.
Yeah.
Spelled wrong in the front. I noticed some names in there. Jason, Mike, and Blake. Next to Mike, it said, has major swagger. Jason said, not your typical Bachelorette contestant. I don't know what
that
finance.
Means.
Knows finance. Seems pretty. Jason seems very typical of a Bachelor contestant. I don't know what's going on there. And then Blake, I didn't get exactly what they said there. But this was the end of Ryan, and I knew that. There's no coming back from this. The hosts saw your binder, and it's talking about shit that you can't talk about. How are you going to come back from this? How are you going to explain this?
Hey, say what you want about all this. He highlighted some beloved stars. If you're going to emulate,
that's
if
true.
Ryan's going to emulate anybody, I feel Jason Tardik would probably... That guy's married to one of the hosts of the show. Feel like that's
yeah,
a good,
I didn't even
that's
think
something
about that.
Good to shoot for.
I didn't even think about that. She read his name on there, yeah.
In my opinion, a lot of these notes seemed like they were written for him by someone else. Do you agree? The typed notes that we saw in the quick little flickers on the screen seemed like they were written by someone who watches the show and he used that as a study guide.
Probably.
Okay.
He explains it later, and we'll get to that. I didn't think he was lying about all of what he was saying. I didn't know that he was even lying. I don't know.
Maybe. Who knows?
I could agree. I could see someone else writing this for him. Yeah. I'm with you.
Limo arrivals. Michelle wants to see a lot of potential relationships. Wants to be excited about more than one person. As an audience, we want that too, Michelle. We
Same.
Definitely don't want a Becca or Claire situation.
Claire.
It's not what
want
we want.
A Claire situation here.
And if you do just have one, mislead us.
Please.
Caitlin and Tayshia, in the midst of pumping Michelle up for her big night, mentioned that they've met some of her guys. Feel like this was probably a good opportunity to mention that you uncovered some damning evidence.
No,
about one
you
of
can't.
Them.
Nah, you can't
obviously
do it
you
then.
Have to wait.
You can't do it then. No. But
obviously, I would have loved for the binder thing to last for weeks. I would love the binder to hang over the
I think
show for 2 weeks at least.
You know, I actually think this was the appropriate amount of time to have the binder, and the resolution was great. Having her go there and read the binder was phenomenal. I think it was a good.
I think you're probably right. I'm just used to things being dragged out. I have
yeah, this was good.
Dog
I feel
response.
Like it wasn't even half an episode. It was good. Good storyline.
First up, Nate, better Nate than never, 27, Austin. Mm-hmm. Seems normal and friendly. He's excited to see her. Top of my list so far at this point.
He's the first guy. He says better Nate than never, and she lets out a loud, exaggerated, fake laugh. I had my eyes peeled for that in the future. Is Michelle just going to be fake laughing at these guys? Because that wasn't funny, and she knows it.
Romeo, 32, New York City, speaking some French. My name's Romeo. I'll help you be my Juliet. People forget the end of Romeo and Juliet was a disaster for both parties.
It's not something you shoot for as a
you'll be dead.
Relationship.
You'll be
unless
dead.
Unless you both want to be dead.
Spoiler alert. Jack, 30, white tux, Army officer from Philadelphia.
The names are flying on the screen here, and I had a big issue with this all episode, especially at this part of the episode. I noted these names were on there for half a beat. Okay, I need them on there longer, and I need the Instagram handles. I'm not going to ask again.
I feel like you'll probably ask again. We ask every season.
I'm going to ask again.
When they do the rapid fire thing and they refuse to have the name on there.
They won't give us the names.
If someone's on for literally four frames, they will only have the name on there for those four frames. You can leave it on when
just
they're not on the screen and just say, like, the guy who was on the screen a second ago, his name is this.
Well, like, Jack, they threw it up there. There's nothing going on the screen that you need to get the name out of the way. Just leave it on there for his whole fucking segment, and it'll make it a lot easier for us to get to know the people.
Eloquently and perfectly stated.
And it would really help your podcast out.
Yeah,
people
no
that
kidding.
Are podcasting
I'm tired
your show.
Of it.
I have to go back. This episode takes
it
me
takes
so
forever you have
fucking
to pause
long
it.
To watch. Because I have to pause, I have to go back, I have to look. I can't. I started last night. I was going to watch it live.
Didn't go to bed, did you?
Me and Kendall were going to watch it together, and I had to get up. I'm like, I can't keep up. Because I'd be like, who is that? And she's like, I don't know. And then I'm just like, okay, I'm going to have to watch this again anyways. Let me get out of here. I can't watch this. I can't watch the first episode for enjoyment. Because of the names.
Champagne problems there, but they're problems nonetheless.
They're Listen, problems.
His name is Jack Russell.
I like this guy. He seems it's a little nervous.
You can't be named for a dog breed. It's not happening on this show. He's got to go by John or Jacob, because then she's meeting 30 people.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, guy's name is a dog's name. That's all you're going to be thinking about him, no matter what he says. And he tries it in with the loyal and attentive, but mm-hmm. it wasn't to be.
No.
Clayton. A monster of a man.
What's the guy in Game of Thrones? What's that guy's name?
The Mountain.
The Mountain, yeah.
This guy is the Mountain.
That guy is the Mountain.
He brought a yardstick.
My God.
He brought a yardstick because he needs three of them to measure himself because of his height. Jamie, 32, biotech CEO. He's got impressive. A tan jacket.
That's impressive.
I mean, you don't know what the fuck's... I'm a CEO, technically. It doesn't mean shit. That's good... I mean, come on, AB. You're not serious. Whoa,
impressive.
CEO.
Impressive.
What's impressive is his tan jacket with a black shirt. That's a standout outfit that isn't too loud. Take notes, AB.
Positive vibes from Jamie. I was gathering positive vibes the whole time, and Michelle says he is one that definitely caught my eye. Something to note.
Interesting, because I wrote, I'm not sure about this vibe. Okay. The eye contact was a little intense for my taste.
That's fair.
We'll see. I've been wrong before about first impressions. Who knows? The guy's on the screen for 10 seconds. I'm going to jot down some notes. Chris, 28, Halifax guy. Anything on Chris?
Something about a rose in a field full of daisies. I like that. That was smooth. Motivational speaker. I noted here, Michelle's being delightful. That's all.
Malik, 36, San Diego, academic administrator. Mm-hmm. The honey badger. Nothing else on Malik.
No, nothing there. Cool hair.
Alec, 29, North Charleston, South Carolina, engineer. Something about getting her back on track. Hopefully he does some train stuff.
Was that an engineer deal? The track?
I hope so.
It wasn't tied in enough. I needed more.
No, he just got a
blip. Maybe a train conductor hat or something.
Will, 28, academic interventionist from Grand Rapids. Speaks a little Espanol. I find it strange when people are blown away by someone speaking a different language.
It's not just another language.
It's not romantic at all. He said, hello, I'm
it's
Will.
Not romantic.
Nice
it
to
isn't.
Meet you. It's not like, oh, sweep me on my feet.
I will say, if I knew another language and I went on here and I didn't have anything good, I would just do that. It seems to work. It yeah. seems to work well.
Bienvenidos a Miami. You go, that's welcome Miami, Will Smith. You're welcome for sweeping you off your feet. Pardeep, 30, neuroscientist from Brooklyn. She laughed. He said something about his dopamine on fire. This was it. Are we in the midst of the rapid fire segment here?
Not quite.
Okay.
Because I still have the names here. You know, I saw online this is the first Indian contestant on The Bachelorette. I didn't do any research to back that up. I just saw a tweet about it. If that is true, that's interesting to me.
He tweeted that he was the first Indian American to receive a rose on The Bachelorette.
Oh, okay.
We've watched a lot of this show.
I don't remember any.
I don't remember Indian off the top of my head.
No. On The Bachelorette.
There have been some on The Bachelor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially recently, but not The Bachelorette.
That's crazy. Good to see.
Olu, 27, IT analyst from Newark. Line about it feels like it's NBA draft night, which. How would you know, Olu?
Yeah, what do you know? That's what I was confused about. What do you know about the NBA draft, pal? And she doesn't either.
I'm like, did this guy, was he at the draft?
That's what I was like. I was like, was this guy an NBA player? What's going on? Who is this?
To the camera, Michelle says, I feel like these men have done their homework.
Why? Because they're talking about basketball?
Well, I call that out because I want to tie back in with whoever that guy's. Ryan or whatever the guy, the notes
homework,
guy. And it wasn't
that guy did his homework.
people have gotten sent home for not doing their homework in recent seasons. It's an interesting contrast.
Is Rip gonna back this guy?
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
It's interesting to think about the fact that literally some people come on the show unprepared and are told to leave for that reason.
But there's a sweet spot, Rim, just like anything. There's a sweet spot.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about when we get to it. Chris S., 28, taking the school thing a little too far. He brings a whole school bus. He's got shorts and a backpack.
I kind of like this. This guy was, I didn't know if this guy was creepy or cool. I couldn't tell.
Well, obviously the D line was inappropriate. However, she seemed to enjoy it. So
there's some banter. Again, they're going back and forth. Michelle came with the see you later and D for detention. They were, you know, they were riffing off each other. Had a little chemistry there.
Strangely, Chris didn't talk to her the rest of the night. He was presented like a real player.
I thought he would. Yeah, I was expecting something from him.
Garrett, 33, tech CEO, AB.
No.
From Salt Lake City. Poor guy broke his foot right before he came.
That's devastating. You know, one time I was in a wedding and I tore my Achilles right before, and that shit sucked. That's what this reminds me of. Walking around.
Ruins the whole experience.
I had like a limp in a boot. I don't know what he did with his boot. I assume he's just grinding it through. But it's not good. It's a bad situation.
Casey, 36, advertising creative director from Miami Beach. Does a little hand slap thing.
Hand slap, I like that. That's cute.
Brandon K, 29, New Orleans, presents with some Mardi Gras beads. The show me your heart joke was delayed, and for that reason, it did not land.
Well, he was like, I want to show you. He did a hand signal for boobs. So that's where you lose me on the joke.
It didn't land.
You didn't say heart. You're showing me a hand signal.
He should have. She gave him the beads back, and he's like, yeah, no, that's fair. And then he goes, I was going to say heart. You should have been there when I was practicing this.
Yeah, this was really a lot better when I was practicing.
LT, 38-year-old.
That's exactly what he said, though. Yeah, that was fair. You're right.
I waited too long.
I waited too long. The delivery wasn't good on that. I'm sorry.
LT, 38-year-old yoga guru from Bellevue, tree trunk for legs.
This year's Kenny. Oh. Wannabe, at least. I don't think he has it. Old guy, showing too much skin.
Nobody has it like Kenny.
Nobody's like Kenny, but that's the vibe I got from him right when I saw him.
Rick, 32, medical sales rep from Los Angeles. Funniest, most consistent bit of the night was him being under the platter. I thought this was funny.
I got more to say about Rick later. I'll save it for then. Okay?
Okay. Enjoy your appetizers. Come to me when you're ready for the main course. Is that not?
I like that. That's good.
Ryan, 30, the guy with the notes from San Jose.
Ice cream truck.
One thing that can't be denied is that Ryan is pulling off the unbuttoned look. You can quibble about this or that. The notes.
Say
the attitude,
what you want.
The strategy.
Say what you want about the binder.
The unbuttoned looked
six
was
buttons.
Working.
Doesn't always work, but it worked.
No, rarely. And it worked for him. Great pocket square as well. He heard she liked ice cream because he did his homework.
He knows what he's doing.
Rodney, 29, sales rep, Rancho Cucamonga, the red apple costume.
Topless with an apple costume, yeah.
I wouldn't call it topless. His whole torso was covered. He didn't have an undershirt.
If you're wearing a costume and you don't have an undershirt underneath, I'd consider that's weird, for one. And I'd consider it topless.
Ryan wouldn't be wearing an undershirt, I'll tell you that. The apple. Well, you have an insane definition of topless. I don't want to just let
that
slide.
Yeah,
that would count.
He had a top on. Yeah, you're right.
The problem was this was it didn't fit right. This was slouching.
It was a bad fit, and unfortunately the guy inside of it knew nothing about apples, and he was walking up to someone that knows a lot about apples.
Never met anybody who knows more about apples. Unfortunately for him,
her reading off the types of apples reminded me of Creed reading off the types of weed when they ask him about it.
Yeah,
she lists off 15 apple types.
What kind of apple are you?
Wasn't
just trying
expecting
to be the apple
this
of her
question.
Eye.
I'm just being the apple. This is a teacher apple thing.
I'm not an agriculturalist.
The man picks the worst apple he could have picked.
The only one that could have been incorrect.
Yeah.
Peter, 26. Pizzapreneur?
Pizzapreneur.
Wow, nailed it.
Yeah.
From Point St. Joe, Florida. He yells something about pizza. He tosses the dough in there and he leaves it on the driveway.
It hits the ground. It smacks the ground.
This guy's on my fraud radar, AB. I'm not certain he knows how to. If you know, if you're a pizza guy for real, show that off right there.
You obviously catch that dough and you spin it some more. And then you walk up with her and, you know, we'll make this later. Why would you let it hit the fucking ground?
Make it later. That's genius.
Why would you let it hit the ground? Wasted dough.
He didn't seem to care. It showed me that he didn't have respect for dough. And
I agree. I don't think he knows a thing about pizza.
I don't think he does. I think he like owns Pizza Hut shares or something. There's no other explanation. We'll see. If you can prove me wrong, Peter Pizza, I'd
she
like
goes,
to see.
Are you actually good at making pizza? And anyone that knows how to make pizza would obviously be like, yeah, yeah, I fucking, sure. I, that's how I'll I,
knock
that's
your
what
socks
I do.
Off.
That's what I do is make pizzas. Says, we'll see. You'll find out later. Okay, you
I don't think
know.
We're going to find out.
You don't know a thing about it.
Daniel, 26, firefighter from Austin, Texas. You got to know that if the producer suggests you do something silly as a limo entrance, they're planning to come over the top and compound how silly you look with a bigger, funnier, better version of that entrance. You just have to know that. And Daniel didn't, because he came up on a toy fire truck all
toy
excited.
Fire truck, kid's outfit.
He had
he had
siren
the helmet
going off.
With the siren on the top.
Inside, he's like, damn, I came in on a toy fire truck, because the next guy came in on a real fire truck,
real
and
fire
he got
truck.
Laughed out of the room.
Real fire truck, no gimmicks. This is what I do. I'm a firefighter.
I drive it too, because PJ 30 from Houston drove the fire truck, popped out of there. What a man!
This man Daniel had his fake hat with the lights on in his hand, embarrassed. I've never been more embarrassed for someone.
Brandon J, traveling nurse recruiter from Portland.
I don't know about this guy, Rim. I got my eyes on this guy. I'm watching him closely.
That is making
seems,
you think that?
The bed, but he's also, it seems like a smooth talker to me, Rim. I'm concerned. But I trust Michelle.
Spencer, 25, federal crimes analyst from Cleveland.
Hooper.
Well, he walks up dribbling two balls, just kind of like, hey, and before he gets within earshot, she's shouting drills at him.
And he's doing it, though.
I didn't see him
between
do
the
it.
Legs.
I didn't see him do it. He
between the legs.
20 feet away, he's like, guys, now he's working up a sweat because he's got to keep up with.
Coming in with two balls is risky.
A mistake. Yeah. Brian, 31. NFL player.
We just got NFL players up on here.
This guy actually was on a roster.
Currently?
Real roster. No.
Oh, not just anymore. An ex-NFL player?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't be on the show when you're current.
I would think maybe he just, you know, gave up on his dream.
Well, it didn't pay off because he didn't get a rose. Jamari, 26, personal trainer, pops his sleeves off. Next up, Loki, 27, a wellness coach from Los Angeles. His name's Edward, but he looked like Loki. I thought you would laugh at that.
Okay, I didn't catch it.
He's got a gold bowl making some noises. Pretty cool tie.
Calming bowl thing. I'm cool with it. No issues.
Leroy, 27. PhD
this
student
This is where they
Dallas.
Start flying. This is where yes. they're flying.
Well, yeah, we didn't even see his... He didn't say anything. He did the selfie.
He took a picture, yeah.
Martin, 29, personal trainer. He barely completed a backflip without popping his Achilles.
It was not an impressive backflip.
Cutting it close. Joe, 28, real estate developer from Minneapolis. This is when the music cuts. Turns out these two have previously interacted, AB. Here we go again with one of these storylines. This was the Peter and Kelly.
Michelle thinks she knows this guy.
And she does.
And she does. As he's walking away, she says, have I met you before? Have I slid in your DMs? Is your last name Coleman? And he turns around and he says, yeah, that's me. And then she mentions they messaged back and forth briefly about basketball. And then he ghosted me. She's talking to Caitlin and Tayshia at that point. Do you think there's more to this story? What's going on here? Just a couple DMs and then the ghost like stopping from sending other messages? Or do you think, you know, they were talking for a while in DMs and then he ghosted?
Based on their interaction later, which I found incredibly strange, tonally,
I found
and
this whole thing
logically
strange. That's why I think there's more.
Well, there has to be.
Than just DMs.
That is, again, the number one reason why I don't like these storylines, because we have no way, we don't know what happened off screen.
Yeah. All I know is it's more than just, you know, her DMing him and then...
More than basketball was discussed.
Yeah, absolutely. Because if he just stopped responding and they're just talking about basketball, that's really no issue.
That's no
issue.
I
don't know you, and then I stopped responding to you.
On that note, we'll take a break.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There are some stories about my mom's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt, tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of the events of her life, it always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom or mother figure for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth will email your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. There's a wide variety to choose from. Some of my favorites are, do you have any keepsakes or heirlooms from your grandparents? And what's the furthest you've ever traveled? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Then you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. Take it from me, you'll love their retelling of the stories you already know, and you'll be surprised by stories you've never heard before. After 12 months of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for decades to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. Our family keeps these gorgeous Storyworth books always within reach in the living room. They're great to read through whenever we're together, and I know they'll be passed down through the generations. Believe me, I'm not the only one who loves Storyworth. There are more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of family stories preserved since the company was founded more than 10 years ago. So give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/rosecast. That's storyworth.com/rosecast to save $10 on your first purchase. The cocktail party. Whoever scouted this location needs to be fired. The number of stairs that everyone had to go up and down all night, particularly Michelle in a gown with heels, nightmare scenario.
You know, I hear you. I really thought the walk down the big ass stairs was breathtaking for that opening scene.
You want to do it 50 times? You
no,
do it 50
of course
times.
Not. Just that I don't want to see that again, but that opening scene where she's walking down to
the
guys, the
Cinderella
was great.
Bit, sure.
Yeah, huge stairs.
Jamie grabs her first. What do you think of this interaction?
They didn't show me the name, so that's what really I was thinking about the entire time when they were talking. He's got a bad laugh. That's all I got.
You smile with your spirit.
I don't know what that means.
It seems to me like Jamie's got some lines.
I got my eyes on Jamie. I'll say that. I don't know about him. I could see him being good. I could see him being bad.
That's what the first night's all about. Yep. Peter Pizza brought her cannolis, which I thought was smart. I'm sure she's starving. It's probably 2 a.m. and they skipped dinner.
That cannoli looked fire. I can't believe pizza guy went second. The guy who threw the pizza dough on the fucking... in the driveway.
Yeah, I don't know how he got that role, but he did. Let's jump to Joe.
Michelle walks up to him to grab him.
After a few light touch interactions.
Yeah, she's like, okay, I got something on my mind here. I'm tired
Apple
of playing.
Guy
I'm tired
sleeveless
of,
guy.
I'm tired of talking to pizza guy about this. I got something serious I want to talk about.
There's a person here I know already. Maybe yeah. We should get to
Let's address this.
Michelle says, I was surprised to get a few responses back then, and then, you know, someone forgot to hit send.
Oh.
Joe didn't think she'd remember their interaction. Then this shifts to very heavy discussion about, I think he had property.
Yeah, I think he's
near
a
George
real
I don't know if he lived there, but he had property there.
He's a real estate developer in Minneapolis, so he said there were property in George Floyd Square. And had a lot of shootings and a lot of anxiety and stress going on in that time. And didn't feel at that time he could date. I didn't know what was going on here.
It just
what are you two talking about? Is there something that I don't know?
There had to
the
be.
The answer is yes.
Michelle says, hey, I'm understanding, but you just could have told me not in a good place right now. Mm-hmm. She's concerned that he... might shut down again.
Ghost her again.
I feel like the commitment level on Joe's part, coming to Indian Wells, California, to be on your TV show is a little higher. I don't...
That's why I think there's more
like
to the DMs.
They're not comparable situations.
That's
why there has to be.
I feel like there's more to it. I think it's presented to us that, you know, she reached out to him via DMs. They've never met in person and they went back and forth like for a couple messages about basketball. And then he stopped messaging this person he does not know and has not met. And that has made her this upset. I find that hard to believe. It just seems like there's more to this story that we are not getting. So I don't know what to say about it.
Well, exactly. Which, again, is why I don't like these off-screen stories. It's the same thing as the Stagecoach stuff. It's like, well, I don't know who, I don't know what your personal messages say, so I don't know what
don't
to
know
think
what's
about.
Going on there. Yeah.
Anyway, anything else? I found it weird where he brought up a very serious topic and then it was, the conversation ended like, well, we'll see if you're lucky enough to make it. I'm like, well, I don't know.
And they get into like therapy. He talks about going to therapy about, it just, again, seemed like there's a lot we're missing to this whole thing. So I don't.
Agreed. Rick the Platter.
Let me say this about Rick. Well done. Getting out of that table as soon as possible. This is the type of thing that could drag on for a night. And then all of a sudden he's sitting there past the rose ceremony in a fucking table. She hasn't met him. He's a joke at this point. I think he sensed that it was going that way. Like, they wheeled Rick in and Michelle was like, oh, it's Rick. And it was like, okay, this is getting close to friend zone.
It's
you
now
know,
or never.
I got to get out of this table. And I think he abandoned his plans and got out in that quicker than he was originally planning.
It's like Box well Guy. Box Guy, too.
James.
James Box Guy. If he never got out of that box.
Yeah. But he got out even
Career's
faster.
Over.
Like James, I feel like James stayed in there too long and it became a thing. Table guy got out of that table. Quick.
Apple guy. They discuss that he doesn't know anything about apples.
You don't know shit about apples.
Which is, I think, actually probably better for him than if he named a red apple, then it wouldn't. There's no fun to be had with that.
Yeah, she probably wouldn't even talk to him.
It's time for Ryan to bring out the ice cream truck. Michelle loves ice cream, based on his research.
I thought they had a good conversation.
I said here, he sounds like every other person who's been on this show. Ever. When you watch it with the knowledge that he has a packet of info, it seems slimier. But if you don't have that knowledge, he comes off just like everyone else.
Says he was raised on a vineyard on a big farm. He coaches for the Special Olympics. Seemed great.
Seem great. They get along great.
Yeah.
Top of my board. Tayshia and Caitlin interrupt. Time to break the news now that Michelle's met and likes Ryan. They found the document. some of the phrases on the document. How to be a villain.
How make not it to seem be a like, villain.
How not to be a villain.
Yeah.
Important distinction. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Make it seem like you're super interested in that stuff regarding her career.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, those are damning phrases they're using that were found damning in this phrases. Document.
Indeed.
So make it seem like you're super into that stuff. It is going to be impossible to come back from that.
So Michelle pulls Ryan and she's like, hey, this is what Tayshia and Kaylin said. They'd go back and forth for a bit, agree to go look at the notes because they're in the building.
Up to the room.
What did you make of this
scene? They had to walk by everybody. Embarrassing. They then had to get on the elevator like ding and then they get
in
the elevator.
Can you imagine them on
the elevator? Just sit there in silence. Wait to go up. Then the cameras get up there and then they go into the room. This is incredible. This was an incredible scene, I thought.
First thing he mentions is, well, here he's showing her the pages. Like, this is my dream girls and dating list. Obviously, everyone just has one of those with them at all times. If you're going to do notes like this, this was too many notes. Boil it down to a cheat sheet, not a packet. A packet
Graham, of course
is too
this was
much.
Too many notes. The man had a binder.
They would have had
pages.
To have a team go through all these. It would have taken ages to go through all these notes. I'm saying if you want a quick little like primer on stuff, a cheat sheet is better. Do the little font. Remember when you used to get one-page study guide and you'd take it down to 7 font? This guy had 14
I'm okay
font,
with the amount.
500 pages.
No, I'm okay with the amount. You got to remember, they probably had to go through quarantine. He had all that time in the hotel room. He's probably just studying that thing. Like he's got a final coming up.
So when he's out in the hallway and she's reading them, what did you make of his explanation? His explanation was a little scattershot.
He was standing there acting like he was at the police station getting interrogated.
Listen, that's just my buddy. I don't know what he did. He said, there's nothing there to find. It's just my notes.
That was another great scene, I thought, was when they were interviewing. They did a quick little interview in front of a white wall, and he's just back against the wall, knows he's fucked.
He probably shouldn't have talked at that.
No,
he should have demanded his lawyer. He's been like, I'm not
lawyer,
saying anything until I get a lawyer present. Because he kept saying, I've never seen the show. I've never seen the show.
He's definitely seen the show.
The one time he's like, I watch the episodes and I write things down about Michelle. You know, whether you have or you haven't, it's kind of fine, but just.
He was all over the place with Michelle, too. He said, my friend. First, he tried to make it seem like it was all his friend's wife's stuff in the binder. Then later in the like couple sentences later, he talks about how he's writing. She's like, wait a second. No, did you write this or did it was just he seemed like a liar. I don't know what the truth is. Probably believe him. Honestly, if you're asking me, do I think someone else wrote some of those notes? I
definitely
believe
think
that.
Someone else wrote a lot of the notes.
I think
there's too many pages for one. That's not the work of one person.
No,
it's too many pages.
It's too many pages. That's a group project.
Part of this scene I didn't love was the last thing Michelle read out loud was biggest fault is that you're overconfident. Ryan presumably writing down some of his flaws that he's trying to correct in his life. She read that out loud and then walked out and was.
Sounds like a dream board to me. Just write down something, a goal board.
That was my thing is I did the last line she said, I'm like, that seems like it's good to have knowledge, self-awareness of what the problem with your personality is for other people and maybe try to improve.
She found
upon
the
it.
Other stuff though, and they just didn't show her responding to that. Yeah.
The line that should have been read out loud should have been a more damning line than like, hey man, like work to be better. Anyway, she walks him out in front of everybody.
They had to take the elevator back down, ding, and then they get back in the elevator, ride it back down, and then they had to walk out. And then he had to walk probably like sneak past everyone. He didn't want to get seen again because he had to get back to his room. So he had to walk by him again because he walked out the front door of the hotel like he's just going to leave or something. No, he had to walk back in through that door.
Yeah, left all his stuff in there.
Go back to the elevator, ride that up, walk by everyone again, get his stuff and then leave.
His room was at the end of the hall. Right by the fire escape. He could have just been like, all right, let me get my stuff.
He was
and I'll
standing
walk
by
out.
The fire. He was standing by the scare.
I'll just walk down the stairs. There. I'm on the third floor. No big deal. But no, you got to do the walk him out in front of everybody. Meanwhile, all the gods are like, do you think that's bad? Yes, it's bad. She's silent. Walking this guy
She's
out.
She's pissed. Read some body language,
fellas.
He looks
so sad.
She walked him out the front door. She left him, too. she didn't walk him out. They had like two or three doors that they had to go through at the hotel. She left him at the initial door, didn't even reach the middle section.
You think he's getting the first impression, Rose? No.
Absolutely not.
The guy got caught with documents.
Caught red-handed.
Chris S. says, Ryan told him he's been in the bachelor pool for a while.
Well, Rim, someone in the Facebook group posted that he had been on the Bachelor
show.
Live show,
yeah,
with Ben and Becca, and he was like the person. No, it's not bad, but I'm just saying he has. That's what he's probably talking about. Is that
no doubt? And he's probably been trying to get on seasons. I mean, obviously Ryan's full of shit. I'm not
Ryan's
act
full
like
of shit.
Not...
And he's seen multiple seasons of this show, if not all.
No
of
doubt
them.
About.
I bet he's watched
no
every. A guy that takes that many notes. You think he's not going to watch all the seasons? Are you crazy? He's watched 30 seasons of this show.
It was kind of a funny bit at the end when he was sitting on his luggage. They made him, before
well,
yeah. he went
this
back
was
up,
all funny.
Like you said, before he went back up to yeah. get his stuff for real, they were like, here, sit on this tiny piece of luggage and
it's
act like
funny.
You're waiting for an Uber.
I enjoyed this whole thing a lot.
And it makes me think, here's what I think probably happened. He did the notes thing for real.
Yes. I read some stuff on Twitter that he's a notes guy from people
you
that
think?
Know him in his life, like that he just has loads of notes, that he just takes notes about his
so
life.
So he did that. He told the producers about it because he thought it was a positive thing or it, whatever.
Absolutely.
Let it slip, whatever.
I think you're right there.
They got the idea. They're like, well, obviously we got to do this.
Yeah.
And they probably were like, I mean, are you okay with getting a big segment night one and getting sent home more than likely if we use this that way? Or do you want to take your chances and see if you get a rose? And
I don't,
see if you
I
get
don't
another
know
rose?
If I follow you there. I don't know.
I think he looks at this experience as a net positive. He'll be remembered in Bachelor lore as the notes guy. No one's ever had notes like this.
See, I almost take it as he took these notes and did it honestly. He was going to...
Saw nothing weird about
he
it?
He didn't think anything was wrong with it, and then... And I don't even know if there is something really wrong with it, honestly. I mean, in the back of my head, he just wrote down stuff that I would be thinking if I was going on this show. Like,
that
how, do I not,
thinking.
How do I not be a villain? I got to make sure I don't do some shit that makes me a villain. But he just wrote that shit down,
agreed.
Which was a mistake. So, I don't know.
They should have drawn a clear distinction between what notes were okay and what notes were not okay. Because I think the notes about his own self-awareness is okay. I think the notes like, hey, Michelle's a teacher. She played basketball at Bradley. She likes this kind of stuff. I think that's totally fine to prep yourself. But the notes about like,
make sure
pretend
you're
interested.
This. Yeah.
That's not okay.
That's not great.
And they did. They lumped them all together as if the concept of preparing with notes was not okay. When really it was the individual... Some of the lines were bad.
How pissed would you be if you, the note taker, just had a bunch of good notes that you wrote down, but then the person you enlisted in help had wrote that other stuff, and that's what got you kicked
that's
off?
That's kind of what I think.
I'd be pissed.
I don't know. Obviously, Michelle had to send him home. She's not going to be like...
I mean, she said it right.
You can't look at somebody's manifesto and keep someone.
She
you
said
gotta,
it. She said it
I have
it
no
right.
choice.
There's, I'm not going to start a relationship when there's 30 guys here with this many red flags. I don't know what this is.
I don't know
this
who
is weird.
Is.
This is weird what's going on in weird. Here, so I'm just gonna send you home. There's no reason to keep him.
It's hard for me to believe you and I will end up engaged based on this book
this,
about me.
I was just in your hotel room rummaging through a binder of stuff that includes a lot of stuff about me, and it's
Headshots
very weird.
Of other people.
it's
I don't know
weird.
If I can move
I
forward with this.
Yeah, I mean, it was a must-send-home situation.
You mentioned earlier, I like how after the storyline was over, it was over. They didn't dwell
yeah,
on
over.
It. They didn't act like
Moving
it was
on.
The end of the world. It was just like, yeah, some guy, I don't know.
I like
know,
how Michelle
gone.
Didn't turn this into like... shutting the cocktail, making it a
exactly.
big deal. Like,
exactly.
I can't go on with the rest of my night. No, it was just like, yeah, I handled it, and now I'm ready to move on.
When she was giving her speech, she says, I'm not here for a play-by-play book of how to get screen time and how not to be a villain. And while she's saying this, on the screen is the guy who spent most of the night under a table in a silver platter just shaking his head in disgust. Like, yeah, can't believe someone would want screen time and to be portrayed as the good guy. Nate won on one time. He has a shell around him, maybe. A little more guarded than most. Mm-hmm. Doesn't want to show those sides super early.
Michelle's not having it. You need to...
You got to spill the beans.
You got to spill it. She's not having it, and I like that about her.
Well, Nate has probably seen the show, and if your parents have not been married for 35 plus years and are currently as happy as they've ever been, you're like an outcast on this show. So Nate probably felt uncomfortable divulging the information that his parents have been divorced.
Mentions he's never seen his parents kiss. Little things like that is not what he wants in a relationship. I thought this was a good, real conversation between Michelle and Nate here.
I think he came off as a totally normal dude.
Yep.
And he's cute to boot.
And keep your eyes on Nate.
I thought this might have been a first kiss moment. It wasn't, but it felt like it later in the clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin brings out the first impression rose. We got a couple other chatty moments with some other guys.
Pizza guy thinks he's got the first impression rose. You think those cannolis are going to get the job done for you, pal?
Michelle grabs Nate to give him the first impression rose. Anything on their interaction here?
She says she feels the sparks and butterflies when she kissed him. That's a good sign, Rim.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. Nate, I'll put it this way. Nate is by far and away in the lead right now.
Absolutely.
On my personal power
ratings. Well, yeah. She's only kissed one person.
Yeah, but he's awesome, too.
He
in
is
addition
awesome.
To that, he seems awesome.
Cool
Been
lyrics.
Wrong before. maybe regretting not having earrings growing up. That's all that is. Rose ceremony. The roses. Jamie, Leroy, Martin, Spencer, Rick, Clayton, Peter, PJ.
The house.
Malik, Romeo. Clayton's the house.
Yeah.
Daniel, Brandon J, Will, Chris S, Rodney, Alec, Pardeep, Christopher G, Casey, Olu, LT. And then she walks away for a bit, AB. Comes back, gives the rose to Joe. Just a quick pause for the commercial break. Nothing less. Could have even been a bathroom break.
Nothing here. Yeah. Why would you send him home?
And they didn't even present another possibility for who could get the final rose. It
no,
wasn't
they
like
were
Joe
showing
or this guy. It was just like Joe or nobody.
This guy you have no, yeah, this guy you have no idea who they are. It wasn't. This wasn't climactic to me. I knew he was getting the rose.
No roses. Brandon K. Brian.
Can
Edward,
you believe
Garrett, Jack,
you
Jamar.
Work your ass off to get to the NFL. That seems like it should get you a rose on night one, no matter what. NFL player should get a
I
rose.
I was looking forward to him
no
being
matter
on.
What. What were we looking forward to? Him and Clayton going at it?
Well, I was just looking forward to Brian, like the real
doing
NFL
the Oklahoma
player.
Drill or something.
Yeah.
He has to be the first actual NFL player to not get a rose. That's crazy to me. Like, if I was the Bachelor and there was a WNBA player there, I'd be intrigued enough about, I'd want to know.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Let me ask you about the NFL for a little bit. I'm going to keep you for that reason alone. It'll be interesting, even if I'm not feeling you. I'm not feeling tons of these guys.
Hey, spoiler alert. We're going to discuss we're going to name the next Bachelor in this segment shortly and in the headline segment. So skip ahead to the next segment if you don't want to know who the next Bachelor is, which seems impossible at this point. Okay. Question for you.
Mm-hmm.
The next Bachelor is out.
Yeah, that's my headline of the week.
So you know who it is?
Yes.
I do too. I think that's probably fine.
Well, freaking Jesse Palmer, the next host, tweeted it. So I'm like, okay, this is out.
It's not like under the surface out. It's official.
It's out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
whatever. He must not go very far then. Or
I think
he must
he
not
might.
Be a hometown.
I think this is a different scenario than most seasons, because if they're getting ready for a January Bachelor, they
it's
can't
been filming
wait
for a month.
They can't wait until the end to pick someone, and they have to do casting and all that. So
yeah,
it's just a little different. What are we doing here?
Let's just pretend we don't know who it is. Let's not say it for people.
Let's
who, I
ask
mean,
the question. I want to know if people are going to try to watch this season without finding out.
I always go back to people who listen to a Bachelor recap.
They know.
Are probably quite online.
So why don't we just say it? What?
We'll say it.
It's the house, right? Isn't it the big guy? It's the big man, right? The big dog.
Spoiler.
It's Ryback.
I'm going to put a spoiler alert in.
It's the big boy.
I'm going to put a spoiler alert.
The biggest bachelor of all time.
We're going to discuss who the bachelor is.
The big guy.
We're going to be calling him big wrestlers
all season, okay? The biggest guys, that's who we're calling him.
I know. That's when I was taking my notes, I was just writing down wrestlers.
This is Ryback.
He's bigger than Ryback.
This is Bobby Lashley, White Lashley. It's the biggest guy I've ever seen.
No, one of these guys is legit Bobby Lashley. You can't tell when they're wearing their suits, but one of these guys is Big Papa Pump. All right. I need clean audio to put in that ahead. We're going to say, hey, spoiler alert, it's Clayton.
That's my headline from Us Weekly. Future Bachelor Clayton Eckerd's season 18 Bachelorette debut didn't make a strong impression on fans. I mean, I don't know what you're looking at if you weren't impressed by what
you saw.
Well,
they're looking at random tweets. All right.
But yeah, Clayton is the next Bachelor, apparently. Jesse Palmer spilled the beans.
We're also going to, I mean, that's kind of interesting to be able to watch. And
yeah, the closest thing I think we've had is Rachel. We found out before she was eliminated, but we didn't find out the entire season. This was before episode one. We found out this guy is the Bachelor.
Yeah, yeah, they announced Rachel the week before she was sent home on that season anyway. Do you have any other headlines?
No, that was it for this week.
We haven't discussed that Jesse Palmer is the host, I don't think, but he is.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
I think I'll be fine. He's a television professional.
He's been on other shows as a host lately, too, kind of just getting ready for it. He did that, and he also did the, was he the guy on the Surfer Show that was on right after The Bachelor?
He probably hosts the Surfer Show,
I think he did, yeah. So he's been brushing up on hosting, so I'm fine with it.
Let's get to the mailbag, 773-234-7794. If you did not watch Paradise, you're probably just going to be confused because these are residual Paradise comments. 626 area code. Neil Lane is totally fine, AB. Don't worry. AB questioned if he was alive. He is. My friend's grandmother is his best friend. And I see him sometimes around L.A. In fact, my friend just went to his house last weekend for a party and swam in his pool. That's the kind of detail.
Okay, that shit.
That seems
fake.
Like a lie.
Okay.
It seems.
Yeah, like a lie, I was just with Richard Simmons, and that was like Richard Simmons' publicist or something.
She says he's super sweet and drives her grandma everywhere. Neil Lane drives this person's friend's grandma everywhere since she cannot drive anymore. Long live Neil Lane. If that's true, canonize the guy. The guy's a saint. Neil Lane.
Wow.
The best.
If that's true, I don't think it is. I'm just kidding.
They didn't include their
name,
so I feel...
That is a great mailbag. Either way.
Kelsey in Rhode Island, Conspiracy Corner. Noah sent himself home because he thought he had a shot at Bachelor after Brandon and Ivan both imploded.
There's just no way.
And he knew he couldn't come out of BIP coupled up. Well, maybe if the producers are in here like, hey, we were thinking about Brandon, but obviously he's out. We were thinking about Noah, or we were thinking about Ivan. He's out. You want to do it, Noah? Break up with her. Though probably not, because he would lose goodwill if he...
Yeah. Yeah, if he breaks up with Abigail, that's not going to set him up to be the Bachelor.
That's not going to be like, should you be the lead?
It would be if she broke up with him. That would set him up.
Yeah. I like a good conspiracy, though.
Of course.
301 area code. In regards to followers the night after the finale, I used to follow Joe after his first Paradise season, then unfollowed him when I got bored of just seeing him do ads. During this season, I didn't want to follow or refollow anyone because I don't watch live and didn't want spoilers.
Sure.
Now I'm back to following Joe. Are you following AB? Now I'm back to following Joe.
I've never stopped.
No, following this.
Oh, okay.
Mailbag
yeah.
Comment. I don't think you are. Now I'm back to following Joe as of the day after the finale because I want to keep up with his and Serena's relationship. Honestly, if they break up, I'll probably.
They're being cute on Instagram
again.
Too. Those two are being cute.
Yeah,
adorable. I'm loving the content they're putting out.
773-234-7794. What's your mailbag question, AB?
What?
You don't have a mailbag question? This is the flagship.
No, I already said
recap.
It. I want to know about people in The Bachelor, if they're watching with knowledge of who The Bachelor is.
Okay.
And what do you think about that, I guess? What do you think about them announcing it so early? And if you have any general thoughts about the big dog right off the bat.
The big show. Quick Rose League update. We are doing a Rose League this season. It's carried over from Paradise. So if you were in our Paradise League, you are in this one. New people, we've changed the name. It's called Rosecast Nation, /S18, /. We are not starting scoring until episode 2. Wanted to give everybody a fair shot at starting fresh.
You can get a good.
So you can't join late and be behind.
And see who the guys are, too. What are you going
to... Obviously, we want to see...
I don't even get how first week would work. Without... Unless I looked up spoilers. That's just for people that filled that out for week one.
Elephant in the room.
New spoilers. Yeah.
We're still going to do a sticker winner for each episode and a t-shirt for the season-long winner. I say we count the finale, AB, and just trust honor system. What do you think?
If you're not going to count the finale, you might as well not count the last 5 weeks, because people know who the people who are spoiled probably know hometowns and all that. So just count it all. If you want to cheat.
Honor system.
If you know, don't join.
Again, it's called Rosecast Nation S18 on the Rose League app. We'll include a link to download it in the episode description. Anything else, AB? We went kind of short. Feels weird.
Still looking for 2,000 Facebook group.
What's the number?
1,600. We need
and
a big push
the end
towards
of
the end.
Calendar year?
End of the calendar year.
We'll include a link in the episode
description. 2 months.
There.
What are you waiting for?
All right. That's all I got.
That's all we got.
Who's your favorite so far?
I'm scrolling through these guys. It's either the next Bachelor or...
Are you talking about personal, just guy like. You want to hang out
yeah.
with?
Okay. I want him to be my bodyguard when I go out. or Nate. Nate seems great.
Nate seems
and he's
great.
Got a good earring.
Did you watch the preview?
No. I will not be watching previews this year.
Good. Don't.
Mm-mm. Not doing it.
Nate might not be who we think AB. I don't know. It's possible. All right. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.